Friends, roadies, countrymen, and listeners all around the world. Yes, it's me, J.E., John Edmund, again podcasting out from South Africa. Every month has been very special to me, with very special subjects being discussed with very special people. November is no different. It's also very special. Back in September, I did a podcast about my dad being involved in the First World War of 1914-1918, and how he was twice wounded, the second time at the Battle of St. Quentin. Well, it was late in August 1918, and little did he know that a couple of months later, in November, the war would be over. These days, the month of November, one will notice many people wearing poppies. This is a token of remembrance of those who died in the First World War of 1914-1918 and all wars thereafter, for that matter. This is a build-up to the 11th of November, also called Poppy Day, when the war ended between the Central Powers of Germany, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire, that's Turkey, and Bulgaria, and the coalition of countries known as the Entente Powers, led by France, Britain, Russia, Italy, Japan, and the USA. At 5:45 a.m., in a railway carriage at a place called Le Francport, outside Compiègne in France, Germany, on their last legs with shortages of manpower and supplies, Germany agreed to sign an armistice of peace, or surrender, with the Entente Powers. It was at 11 a.m. on the 11th month of November, 1918, the 11th hour of the 11th month. This occasion is known as Armistice Day and Remembrance Day in the USA. The Americans renamed it Veterans Day. But as I said earlier, it's also known as Poppy Day, and poppies are worn in November as a mark of remembrance. But why a poppy? Well, during the Napoleonic Wars, the land was ravaged by cannon fire, and many soldiers died and were buried in the craters made by the cannonballs. When the earth in France is disturbed, poppies seem to flourish. Folklore has it that the earth germinates red poppies, denoting the blood shed by soldiers buried in those craters. The last German soldier killed in that war was Albert Mayer on the 2nd of August 1914, but the last Allied soldier killed was Henry Gunther of the United States Army, and it happened 1 minute before the agreement was signed. The last official shot was fired, strangely, by the American 11th Field Artillery on the 11th of November. But actually, the last shot of World War I was fired later on the 13th of November in the land of my birth, Northern Rhodesia. The war was being fought there between Rhodesian forces on the border between the German East Africa and Northern Rhodesia. And on the 13th of November, they had not heard of the armistice agreement. By the way, the first shot by an American was fired by Teofilo Markov. Teofilo was from the United States 65th Infantry. Well, pardon the pun, but as a parting shot, let me tell you that millions of soldiers died in that conflict. On the last day of the war, 3,000 men were killed. What a waste. So folks, get your poppies out and wear them. And if the poppy you are wearing has a green leaf on it, always point it to the 11 o'clock position. I'll be talking to you again on the 11th. And as I said, it is a very special day. So till then, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep a watch on my website, and should you need any of my songs, they're available on most popular music platforms. Cheers for now. Tot ziens, salagashle, shalom en zwakanakke.